Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
And finally on our program tonight, Markets and Company News, I'm talking to Chantal Marks, Head of Investment Research and Content at FNB Wealth and Investments. Let's start off, Chantal, and good evening to you, with a broad overview of the market. Financial shares leading the market today. I see Capitec, Sanlam, Nedbank, Absa and Investec all in the green.
Yes, absolutely. And notably, Remgro as well, releasing really strong results this morning. And it does seem as if there's a little bit of optimism that has returned to the financial shares. We've had a few weeks where things have been quite topsy-turvy, but the support that we're getting today really is encouraging. On the flip side, we have seen resources under pressure, but it's made a bit of a comeback as the trading session kind of continued. I see notably, though, that the platinum sector is still under quite a bit of pressure. Earlier this morning, we saw that the platinum and palladium prices were pushing up. It seems to still be the case. So I have no idea why we are still seeing the sector struggle this much.
Yeah, I'm just looking at my screen. I've got Implats down by almost 4%. But interestingly, Chantal, what do you think is driving renewed interest in financial stocks?
Well, I do think that we have seen South Africa's bond yields coming under a little bit of pressure over the last few weeks. Perhaps a bit of stability returning there, making investors feel a little bit more comfortable with having that exposure to financial stocks. A stronger rand also certainly helps matters from that perspective. And then some of these companies have just been a little bit too cheap. I think notably, the South African banks have been undervalued. We've seen a bit of an underperformance so far this year. And when we think about investor flows, one of the ways in which they can express an interest in a specific market, be it local investors or international investors, interest in the South African market specifically, they will look towards the financial sector first, as it does offer you the most stability.
Now, let's move on to the retail sector. And not many people would necessarily know about the company Retailability, but we would know the brand. So Legit, Swagger, Style, Boardman's, and in swoops Pepkor, and there is an enormous amount of money on the table.
Yes, so it's not big money for Pepkor, but it is big money for Retailability. And if you consider what they will have left in their stable, this is a chunky part of their business. Retailability, we heard quite a lot of when they bought the struggling Edgar's businesses, and that would have included Boardman's as well. But Pepkor is not buying the Edgar's businesses or the beauty businesses within that stable. They're going to focus on the areas where they think they can extract some value and where they think it will fit into what they already have out there. So Legit makes a lot of sense for them. Adult ladies wear, where they are very under indexed. That means that they're underrepresented in the South African market in terms of adult lady wear. And I think Legit is going to be the real game changer for them there. They obviously want a little bit of scale, because if you have scale in this business, you can use shared services like sourcing and logistics and back office, and you can extract some really nice synergies in that way.
Interesting to see, though, that the share price, Pepkor's share price, hasn't moved considerably. It's up today, but given the announcement of a deal like this, maybe a little bit more, or do you think the market had already factored something in?
Well, Pepkor has been building a little bit of scale in that business, so I don't think that the acquisition comes as a surprise. Probably the what they acquired came as a surprise, but the fact that they made a further acquisition in this space, probably not surprising. And it's small for Pepkor, so it's less than 2% of their market capitalization. I mean, they didn't even have to disclose per the JSE rules what they paid for it. So we don't even know what they paid for it, because they don't have to disclose it. It's less than 2% of their market capitalization.
Let's move on to Remgro. You mentioned that a little bit earlier. Share price is up today, reporting a 38.7% rise in headline earnings. And we would know them better through its ownership of companies like Rainbow Chicken, RCL Foods, OutSurance, and even Mediclinic.
Yes, as well as Discovery and Heineken Beverages South Africa. So, yeah, I mean, very strong results from them, and not entirely surprising because we already had results out from Mediclinic. We had results out from RCL, Rainbow Outsurance, and Discovery. So, we knew that it was going to look good. What we didn't know was how Heineken was going to fare. We had a clue because the big Heineken company in Europe briefly mentioned in their results that South Africa was doing well, but that business has returned to profitability for them. And then we also didn't know how big the losses were going to be in a business that they own called CIVH, that it's a fiber business, and they're really trying to merge their assets with Vodacom's fiber business because they are struggling to run this business profitably. They've invested so much money in rolling out a fiber network, and now they're struggling because they still need that additional scale. But they've had some big issues with the Competition Commission and the Competition Tribunal, kind of denying that merger. So those losses were slightly less than expected, and an overall good result for Remgro.
Let's move on to Oceana. It's a big food producer. We probably know it better through its Lucky Star Pilchards brand. It's recorded a strong operational performance, it says in a note today, for the first 5 months of the year. But the entire marine fishing industry is a very volatile and a very tricky one, isn't it?
It's absolutely volatile. And I mean, that is why we expect their financial performance to still be quite poor when we look at this year. Because last year, they had a bumper year in fish meal and fish oil because the prices were elevated because there was issues in Peru. So they're not going to have that same kind of windfall coming through for them this year. So it doesn't matter how well they how big how good their catch rates are or how well Lucky Star is performing. They're going to be under pressure because of the cyclicality here. But I think overall a pretty decent update for them. A Lucky Star, I think, was probably the standout there. Volumes growing 5% over the period on a year-on-year basis.
And Chantal, very quickly, and in conclusion, the Trade Minister Parks Tau saying that negotiations with ArcelorMittal South Africa are continuing. He's hopeful that a deal might be struck to save the business. We're talking about something in the region of 3,500 jobs, if memory serves. Is there sort of general market confidence about this, and what would a deal mean?
So I think from an ArcelorMittal perspective, it would be quite negative for them because they've been unable to run that business profitably and competitively. What it means from a jobs perspective, I think would be quite positive. It would probably mean that our kind of our steel sector would be kind of saved, for lack of a better word, particularly on the long side. But I think we really need some clarity in terms of how we can make this business sustainable in the South African context. What demand is going to come through for these products? Because honestly, ArcelorMittal has been waiting for this government infrastructure drive to really boost demand for the products that they produce there, and it really just has not materialized. So it depends on what's put on paper and what actually materializes from it.
And I'm going to thank you. We'll leave it there for this evening. That's Chantal Marks, Head of Investment Research and Content at FNB Wealth and Investment. Chantal, always appreciate your time, and thanks for joining us on the program.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.